Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Burley Grimes. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grimes, and towards Grantham, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is called out on strikes. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schultz. The throw from Hargreaves and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Trainer reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Schultz interferes with Grantham, who is awarded first base. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 1 in the game. Brickell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck moves to second. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trainer bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and has Wehner trapped. There's the throw to Hornsby and over to McMillan, who tags Wehner for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grantham. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Grantham steals second. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 2 in the game. Brickell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves fires to second and picks off Kyler for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargreaves hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-3 in the game. Brickell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grantham moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grantham. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Grantham steals third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grantham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brickell. The throw from Schultz, and Hornsby drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargreaves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brickell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up towards short. Beck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hargreaves moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Charlie Root. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Beck moves to second. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to third for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.